with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Senate Intelligence Committee has approved the nomination of Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence. Bob Agnew reports.
The 9-8 party line vote came only after Gabbard managed to ease the concerns of one Republican holdout, Senator Todd Young of Indiana. He had expressed frustration at last week's hearing when Gabbard refused to label former NSA contractor Edward Snowden a traitor for leaking classified documents. Young says he subsequently got assurances from Gabbard she would not pardon Snowden and that she'll work to prevent similar public whistleblowers in the intelligence community. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump says Palestinians from Gaza should permanently resettle somewhere else. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Sitting with Israel's prime minister in the Oval Office, the president said the Israel-Hamas war has laid waste to Gaza.
Gaza is not a place for people to be living.
And he proposed permanently moving Gazans to a new location.
I think they'll be resettled in areas where they can live a beautiful life and not be worried about dying every day.
The president has suggested that Palestinians could be relocated to neighboring Egypt and Jordan, but those countries have rejected the idea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump also said Tuesday that he's given his advisors instructions to obliterate Iran if it assassinates him.
If they did that, they would be obliterated. That'd be the end. I've left instructions. If they do it, they get obliterated. There won't be anything left. And they shouldn't be able to do it.
The Justice Department announced in federal charges in November that an Iranian plot to kill Trump before the presidential election had been thwarted. On Wall Street, the Dow by 134 points, the Nasdaq rose 262. This is SRN News. A Virginia teacher gets her job back.
Montgomery County Public Schools removed the woman from the substitute list after she posted comments on her private social media account expressing opposition to transgenderism. Liberty Counsel, a Christian legal group, sent a demand letter to school officials pointing out that they cannot fire a teacher for statements made privately off the job. The woman has since been reinstated, and the district avoided what Liberty Counsel calls a, quote, potentially costly mistake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers approved legislation expanding the number of families who can use taxpayer money on private and religious schools regardless of income. The school voucher bill is a victory for Republican Governor Bill Lee. President Trump backed Tennessee's bill on social media. Under that proposal, 20,000 education vouchers of about $7,000 each would become available next year. This is SRN News. A pregnant woman is among the five people killed from a Russian missile strike in the Kharkiv region of Ukraine, leaving more than 50 wounded.
Ukrainian authorities say Russia's strike partially destroyed an administration building and a five-story residential block in the city of Izium. A search and rescue operation is ongoing. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has condemned the attack on his Telegram page. He says it is impossible to reconcile with this cruelty. We must put pressure on Russia, apply as much force as possible to stop the terror and protect life. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Separately, the head of the UN Atomic Watchdog says he will visit Moscow in the coming days to speak with officials about Russia's persistent attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure, which threaten nuclear safety. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.